President John Dramani Mahama has asked lawyers, political commentators and the media to leave the issues relating to the Supreme Court verdict behind and galvanize support for developmental issues ahead of the nation. Speaking on the issue, a presidential staffer, Dr. Clement Apak, said it is important that Ghanaians heed the president's call to ensure focus in governance and development.
I think that it is very important that we speak to the statement made by His Excellency John Dramani Mahama with regards to the need for us to put behind the landmark Supreme Court verdict and put our shoulders to the wheel of national development, given the myriad of challenges that we face as a nation. And I believe very strongly that as the president and leader of this nation, he has a responsibility to admonish us to keep our eyes on the more important of ensuring that we work collectively to improve the conditions of the people. As a nation that believes in the rule of law and the supremacy of the Constitution, we've all seen the processes unfold and come to an end. And indeed, the constitutionally mandated body, the Supreme Court, has rendered its verdict. And therefore, this name-calling, nick-picking, pointing of fingers, imputing of loyalties and lack of loyalties, and how that may have affected the outcome of the verdict is totally unnecessary at this point, and we must all move on to work to improve the conditions, as he has said, and indeed as Mr. Akufo-Addo also indicated when he made his concession speech. So I just want to emphasize that as public commentators, media practitioners, we must exhibit the utmost levels of patriotism by putting what is acrimonious and divisive behind us and looking at what binds us together as a people and forging ahead to improve our lot as a collectivity.
Reacting to a question, Mr. Apak recounted events the president has engaged in, showing he has always remained focused.
It is very important to state that in spite of the several months of litigation, the president has never lost focus on serving the good people of Ghana and indeed working at delivering on his campaign promises. And I can tell you on authority that he has continued to focus on addressing the most important challenges that we all recognize. The president, in running an open, inclusive and accountable government, has initiated a series of dialogues with different sectors of society. And of course, they've all come forward to present their issues. We've heard about him meeting with women's groups where they raised a number of issues. They talked about the affirmative action bill. They talked about the president's own pledge to ensure that he appoints a reasonable number of women into places and positions of leadership. The last one, of course, was when he met with marginalized groups. We are speaking about the Kayaye. Those are brothers and sisters who have mental challenges, about our sisters and brothers who have become drug addicts. And he has made a lot of pledges, and he is working to address them with his sector ministers. He even held a media review of the economy with his ministers. So the presidency continues to remain focused on working to deliver on his promises. And I think that at the end of the day, that is what Ghanaians are going to use as a measure to decide whether their choice of this president, which I believe is the right one, was indeed something that can be borne out based on his output. Yes, the challenges exist, and he expects all of us to rally and give him the support as patriotic and responsible citizens to do what we know we have to do as part of our shared responsibility to ensure that we achieve what we all know is going to be in our collective interest. But if we think that the president can do all of this alone, then we are wrong. And that is why he has opened these doors and is engaging with various sectors of society who came and spoke frankly about the challenges and what needs to be done. And he duly accepted the propositions that he had made and has stated that he's going to work with them collaboratively to ensure that we tackle the myriad of challenges that we face as a people. So the presidency is definitely on track. In spite of all of what has gone on, he has remained focused, and he is even going to move into a higher gear now that this verdict has come and has affirmed his legitimacy, as he has always believed. I think this now gives him another layer to continue on at a much more accelerated pace. And I think our development partners and those who are sitting on the sidelines because of this petition quite clearly are going to come around, and they are going to offer the needed support to ensure that he delivers for the good people of this country.
Dr. Clement Apak is a presidential staffer.